After describing in great detail the horrific curses for not listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah and the mitzvahs, the Torah concludes the parasha with the halachas of Erechin and Temura. Each of them have their own mesechtas and shas, mesechas Erechin, mesechas Temura. Seemingly two completely unrelated topics to the words of the Tochacha. Erechin and Temura are related to Karbanos and to Seder Kodshim and fit into the overall theme of Sefer Vayikra, but how does it connect to the Tochacha? Why does Hashem decide to finish off all of Sefer Vayikra with these two obscure halachas right after the Tochacha? Now, as a basic background about Erechin and Temura, to understand what they are, Erechin is when a person declares that he wants to make a dedication to the Beis HaMikdash, a monetary dedication, based on a person's age and gender. For example, if Reuven says that he wants to give the Erechin of Shimon to the Beis HaMikdash, there's a set table that's prescribed by the Torah, telling us the different values of individuals according to both their age and their gender. And based on this tabular, based on this table, one would have to dedicate that money to the Beis HaMikdash. So Reuven wants to dedicate the Erechin of Shimon. Well, if Shimon's 26 years old and he's a male, so the Torah tells you how much you give it, the set amount. Now, the Ishbitzer explains the connection between Erechin and the Tochacha as follows. After a person has taken upon himself the Tochacha, which means that he's willing to accept the severe consequences, the severe consequences for his actions, for his averos, that person, that individual might feel very down, and depressed, and discouraged. Terrible, terrible things to happen for people who don't follow the Torah. He may feel broken, disillusioned, and disenchanted. The Torah therefore follows with the inspiration of Erechin. The halachas of Erechin dictate that every yid has value. Regardless of your wealth, status, and accomplishments, we all have value, and equal value. The table is absolute. Every man within the same age bracket has the same Erechin. Every woman within the same age bracket has equal value. Your accomplishments and failures have no indication on your present value. This is of utmost importance following the harsh and grim description of the Tochacha. Along these lines, we can explain also why the parsha concludes with the din of Temura. Right after Erechin talks about Temura. What's Temura? Temura is the isser, the prohibition of transferring Kedusha from one animal that has Kedusha that's set for carbon and transferring it to another animal. That's an isser of Temura. And the pasuk states, La'ivakir bein tov l'ra v'lo yimered. Don't bring from good to bad. Don't switch. Don't swap. Sometimes in life, we feel that it could be better. Sometimes we feel that he or she has a better life than I do. They have more success. They have more money, more wisdom, more family, etc. The Torah teaches us not to swap your life for theirs. Not to think of exchanging, replacing your lot, your chelek, for someone else's. That would be an iser of tov l'ra. Lo yivakir ben tov l'ra, lo yimereno. Don't switch, don't swap. Hashem brought you into the world to accomplish that which only you could accomplish. Something unique to you, to your neshama, to your ability, to your strengths. Sefer Vayikra transitions seamlessly into Sefer Bamidbar, otherwise known as Chumash HaPikudim. Rav Tzadok HaKohen writes that the word Pikudim, as described by the Medrash, it's Chumash Pikudim, is derived from the word Tafkid, meaning purpose. Each and every one of us has a unique, unexchangeable, irredeemable purpose on earth. Moshe Rabbeinu counts each singular Jew in Parshas Bamidbar to show us that he has value, that we each have value, we each have purpose, unique purpose. He has an Erechin and a Tafkid, Chumash HaPikudim, and not to violate the Temur, not to think of someone else's abilities, someone else's accomplishments. We march through the Midbar, through the desert, through life, knowing we have a purpose and a goal, we have a Tafkid. And when we face bumps and challenges, we're reminded of the halachas of Erechin, that we all have an absolute value to work on, to grow from. And when we feel jealous, we must think of the Isser of Temura. We cannot and should not exchange our life for someone else's. Within all these driving forces, Erechin, Temura, the Tochacha, and Chumash HaPikudim, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu assist us all on our unique and special journey, and may we be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim.